now a remembrance of art on the other coast and a generation away, if the Summer of Love had a signature visual, it emerged from the drawing pad of Alton Kelly. Kelly's concert posters and handbills came to define the look of the sound of San Francisco. This week, Alton Kelly, at age 67, died in California of complications from osteoporosis. And NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Alton Kelly arrived in Haight-Ashbury in 1964 with a sketchbook full of hot rod drawings. He'd raced cars and bikes back home in Connecticut. When Kelly met a fellow hot rod artist from Detroit named Stanley Miller a few years later, cars and motorcycles gave way to skeletons and roses. They started making posters for dance concerts featuring up-and-coming groups like the Grateful Dead, Big Brother and the Holding Company, and Quicksilver Messenger Service. Stanley Miller, who goes by the name Mouse, says the work and good times rolled like a freight train.
Things are really furious and moving really fast. Every day seemed like a year. We knew something was happening, but there wasn't any time to think of what was happening. We just knew that it was wild and woolly, and it was all happening all around us.
Mouse and Kelly were cranking out their elaborate posters once a week. They expanded their portfolio to include album covers. The Grateful Dead liked the skeleton and roses image the pair created for a concert poster so much, the musicians adopted it as their logo.
Saint Stephen with a rose, in and out of the garden he goes.
Some call the art a visual extension of the music. Others call it the visual for a psychedelic experience. Mouse says it was both, and the joke between he and Kelly was that you had to be under the influence to understand it. But the ideas, Mouse says, came from trips to libraries and art galleries. Kelly and Mouse pored over books about Gustav Klimt, Japanese poster art, and Art Nouveau.
One of the great experiences was doing this poster for Big Brother and Jim Kweskin, where we took an Art Nouveau piece from Mucha, and we made it really beautiful with really beautiful colors. I think it was October, and it plastered all over the city and in every store window, every pole.
Today, some of those original posters are worth tens of thousands of dollars. Mouse says he and Alton Kelly developed a work style that allowed them to stand side by side at the same art table.
He was left-handed and I was right-handed, so we could have four arms working at the same time. So we were like a four-armed monster artist.
The pair worked together for over four decades. Mouse says his work routine with Alton Kelly never changed.
I had a secretary and Kelly would come. We were working a lot for about a week, and finally the secretary said, "Don't you guys ever talk?" I guess there was such a great communication thing going between us that we didn't have to talk. We knew what we had to do, and we did it.
Just 5 months ago, Alton Kelly and Stanley Mouse Miller completed their last work together, a poster for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Felix Contreras, NPR News.